The sound yumuşak G could be translated as soft G. It has a cap on top and it affects the vowels which it always follows. If the preceding is a back vowel, one of A, U, O, or U, then yumuşak G will lengthen that sound. If the preceding vowel is a front vowel, that's one of I, E, Ö, Ü, then yumuşak G will be pronounced like ye. Here are some examples. Examples for yumuşak G before A, Ö, O, or U. Yağmur, Iğdır, Oğul, Uğur. For example, if we didn't use yumuşak G inside the first word yağmur, it would sound like yamur. For ıdır, without yumuşak G, it would sound like ıdır. For oğul, without yumuşak G, it would sound like oğul. And so on. And now some examples for yumuşak G before E, I, Ö, Ü. Eğitim, iğne, öğlen, düğme. The first one, eğitim, without the yumuşak G would sound like eğitim. The second, iğne, would sound like iğne. The third one, öğlen, would sound like ölen, which actually means the dead. And the last one, instead of sounding düğme, without yumuşak G would sound like düme. For an explanation of back and front vowels, please see Turkish vowels in the lesson.